You have your Bible turned tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. For the sake of time, we'll begin reading at verse 12 tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. The Bible says, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to youward. For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end. As also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are rejoicing even as ye also are heirs in the day of the Lord Jesus. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was this minded, did I use lightness, or the things that do I propose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, and nay, nay. But as God is true, our word toward you is not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by us and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the purposes of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand." Amen? And I will preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help on this thought, the second benefit. Amen? The second benefit. As we look at this and God begins to reveal to us the things that Paul's wanting to tell the church at Corinth as he gets ready to pass by again. Amen. And he says it, "For your rejoicing is this." So Paul begins to lay out there why they're rejoicing. Amen. And their rejoicing is in the Lord. Amen. If they're doing any rejoicing that's other than the Lord, amen, it ain't of God. Amen. But praise God, when we rejoice because God has been good. Amen. And because he is good. And praise God, we see that in him. But he said that "for your rejoicing is this, the testimony of your conscience." I wonder tonight, if we search our conscience, what we would find. Amen. Think about that a minute. If you searched your conscience, what would you find? That's that part of us that knows where we need to be. It's that part of us that knows right from wrong. That part of us that will dictate to us and show us the way that we need to go. Amen. So he's saying here that the testimony of your conscience, how your conscience is speaking to you. We need to be mindful of that tonight. Amen. Praise God. He said that in simplicity and godly sincerity. I want to say, look, serving Lord Jesus Christ, it ain't a hard thing. We make it so much harder than what it is. Amen? What we do is we try to get out there, we try to do all these things, amen? And it's almost like a list we got in our conscience. Our conscience says, well, you've got to do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to do this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And before you know, you're so overwhelmed because your conscience is trying to say, you've got to do all these things. But I want to say, first thing we got to do is just love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, praise God. And he helps us to do all these things.
Amen.
Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. Paul says, our flesh is weak. Amen. Our flesh is weak. We can't do it in our flesh. He said, it's not of wisdom of men. Amen. He said, it's in simplicity and godly sincerity. You know, I believe a lot of people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing church tonight are sincere. But a whole lot of them are sincerely wrong. Amen? Because we're working and striving and trying to do, but praise God, we can't do it. And we just seem like we're always defeated. Seems like we're the old saying, a defeated foe before we get started. But he said a simplicity of the Lord in doing this thing. He said a sincerity of God when we get serious about the thing. Amen. It's not of flesh, he said, because the flesh is weak. He said there's no wisdom. He said not fleshly wisdom. It won't get us where we need to be. But he said it's through the Lord Jesus Christ and just loving Him, praise God, with all of our heart. And He begins to speak to us and show us where we need to be. And He helps us to get there. Amen. He's an ever-present. He's the guide. He's the leader. He's the shepherd. He's the chief shepherd of our soul. Amen. And when we set our souls in the Lord, praise God, our conscience will follow. He'll begin to take us to where we need to be so that we can shout the praises and have the glory down in our soul that we need in the day we live. He said, it's not a fleshly wisdom. He said, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you. He said, you know what? We've spoke the grace of God right to your heart. And the grace of God spoken into your heart, praise God, it changes everything. Amen. Let me say that again. The grace of God spoken into your heart through faith, praise God, changes every aspect of your identity, your personality, who you are. Amen. But it takes the grace of God. Paul said that so eloquently over in Titus chapter 2. He laid this thing out for us and showed, praise God, that we can rejoice in the Lord. He's telling the Corinthians, he said, they're rejoicing in God Almighty. And the Lord Jesus Christ. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Now that's what we preached this morning about that manifestation. Paul said there was a manifestation of Jesus Christ. Amen. He ain't an imaginary character. He's not fiction. He's not made up. He's real. Amen. He's appeared to all men. You say, well, wait a minute, preacher. What about that jungle man? Remember I preached that message on what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? Praise God, they had an opportunity to hear the Word of God. Every man, every human being on earth has heard the gospel at some place, but they chose to refuse to remember God. I'm afraid we're headed that way today. I'm afraid America's in a mess because we forgot to remember God. We forgot to remember what's important. Amen. In our country and in our houses and in our churches, praise God, is to put God first. Amen. 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 But we forgot. But he said he's appeared to all men. And he said, teaching us, verse 12. Amen. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. He said, he teaches us this is the way we ought to live. Right now. He's not talking about down the road a ways. He says, start right now. Amen. Making a commitment to God because, hey, listen, He's made a commitment to us. Amen. He committed it all. He didn't hold nothing back. But you know why we can't? Because we want to hold something back. We can't just commit our all to Him and say, Lord, here I am. But praise God, when we commit our all to the Lord, praise God, He makes the difference. He's teaching us, amen, just to commit it all to the Lord God. And then teach us that if when we commit it all to Him, then we can look for some things to happen. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, when you commit to Him and you begin to look to Him, praise God, you begin to see Him as He is. You begin to recognize, praise God, that we have a risen Savior, praise God. We've got a Superman on our side. We've got somebody to come along and intervene, praise God, and be there for us. Praise God. Amen. So he said, we've seen Him. Said He's taught us. And said, we're looking to Him. Praise God. He said, who gave Himself for us, verse 14, that He might redeem us from all what? Iniquity. That He would buy us, purchase us from our sin. Now, I want to say this now. He purchases us out of our sin. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ don't purchase us and leave us in our sin. He purges us and He pulls us and brings us out of our sin. Amen. Because He brings us unto Himself. And where He is, sin can't abound. Hello? Where the Lord Jesus Christ is, sin has to flee. Amen. So He removes that from you so He can present you to Himself. You say, how does He do it? He said, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people. He said, there's a sanctification process. He said, there's a purification process. And we need to get caught up in that. Amen. We need to run these old bodies of ours, praise God, through the dry cleaner cycle. Amen. Praise God, and get them to scrub off all the outside junk. Amen. Praise God, to get rid of it. We do that, praise God, when we get right on the inside. Amen. It takes care of the outside. The purifying process. He said that we might purify unto Himself, what? A peculiar people. So He says what we need is to realize, praise God, that He's purifying a peculiar people. Somebody that's different. Somebody that may act a little odd. I ain't a bit of scared of acting a little odd. Amen. For my Lord. I don't care what people think about me. Praise God. Amen. If the Lord touches on my heart, praise God, I'm just going to have me as well. Amen. Brother Lloyd that was here this morning, he called me yesterday. He listened to the radio broadcast. He called me, boy, and God was just all over him. And praise God, it run through that phone line and it got all over me. And we was rejoicing and praising God and a weeping and a crying and a slinging snot. Amen. All over that hill. But that was all right. Amen. People looked up there and they seen me. My neighbors thought I was crazy. They said, he's acting kind of... I said, don't worry, I'm just a little peculiar. Amen. Praise the Lord. I won't say there's nothing. Hey, Brother Tim, there ain't nothing wrong with being a little peculiar. Amen. For the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Because He's purifying unto Himself a peculiar people. Zealous of good works. Zealous of doing right. Zealous of doing that. What are they doing? Not as men pleasers, but zealous of doing that that's pleasing to the Lord. He's the one that counts. He's the one that matters. He's the one that makes the difference. I want to do, I don't care what the world, I can't please the world. Amen. You know, I can't even please you. I cannot set the thermostat on that wall where everybody in here is happy all the time. Amen. I've tried. I did for 2.5-3 years. I come in here on Sunday morning. Somebody said, well, God, good Lord, preacher, it's hot in here. I'd go up there and I'd turn it down. And then one of these old ladies that's got to a certain, they'd say, preacher, it's cold in here. Why does it have to be so cold in here? And I'd run it back. I'd run it back up. I'd run it down. I'd run it up. I'd run it down. And I finally said, you know what? I believe a perfect 71 degrees will be all right. I set that thing on 71 degrees about 7-8 years ago, praise God, and it's where it stays. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of you just slinging sweat. Some of you just shivering and shaking. But praise God, most of you is satisfied. Amen. You may not be happy. You may not be content. But praise God, you're able to make do. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, we can't, the best of our ability, we can't satisfy everybody. The best of our ability, amen, Brother Jeff, we can't make everybody happy. We can't make everybody see it our way. But we can come together, praise God, as a unified, peculiar people, amen, zealous of good work, and we might be pleasing to God. Amen. That we might worship the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and go on for His glory. Amen. That we might finish well. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Amen. He said, just go ahead and take a stand, praise God. He said, it's all right. It's all right to take a stand for the Lord. Amen. Praise God, because the grace of God has ministered to me and He's ministered to you, praise God, that we might minister to someone else. For the glory of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He says that, He goes on and said, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you were. Amen. He said, we've went all over the place and we've preached the gospel. Our manner of living has been seen everywhere we go. Our manner of belief, praise God, we've showed it to everybody that we see. But praise God, we've really showed it to you. Amen. We've ministered to you, praise God. We've prayed for you. We've lifted you up, praise God. We've carried you, amen. We've picked you up when you fell. Amen. Praise God. But he goes on and he says, for we write none other things unto you than if you've read and acknowledged. He said, we're not telling you, listen, he's not telling you, I'm not telling you. Your pastor not telling you anything, praise God, that you can't read in this blessed old book. Amen. I don't ever tell you nothing, praise God, that you can't read for yourself. Amen. If you'll let God speak to your heart, there's nothing in here I tell you that you can't see for yourself. Amen. But the thing is, this old prideful body, it don't want to see much. Because you get to looking in the Word of God, amen. Listen, you get to look at this blessed old book and you start thinking about it and you start applying it to your life starts to change. You can't keep running down that road you've been running on. Amen. Hey, praise God, God cuts you off. He said, oh, wait a minute. You can't go there. You've got to change direction on some things. You've got to change your attitude on some things. You've got to change your feeling on some things. You've got to change your praise on some things. You've got to get some new activities. You've got to get some new desires. You've got to get some new fellowship. Amen. Said you can't keep trucking on the way you've been going. The Word of God brings that to you. It's nothing new. He said there's nothing new under the sun. He said, life's been rocking on for a thousand years. He said, but it's what you do with your life that matters. And if we do it for the glory of God. Amen. He said, we trust that you know it all the way to the end, from the beginning to the end, praise God. He said, it's been the same. The knowledge of God is here if we want it. And he goes on, he says, as also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because we've been able to fellowship together. We've been able to look at this together. We've been able to see God together. See, glory to God, that's what I tell you. I feel sorry for these people that say, well, preacher, I don't need to go to church. I can stay at home and read my Bible and everything's okay. I will say, praise God, without the fellowship of God's people, amen, you'll be just as cold and indifferent as a toad under a log. Amen. We need each other, praise God, for that fellowship, encouragement. Amen. Listen, fellas, we need each other to come along and encourage us, encourage each other. Pat us on the back sometimes, say, you know what? It's good. It gets better all the time. It's going to be all right. You ladies need to encourage each other in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lift each other up. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Give each other encouragement. Call each other. Say, hey, listen, I just thank you. I'm praying for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's that coming together. Praise God. He said, rejoicing in it. He said, and in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that you might have a second benefit. Paul said, you know what? He said, glory be God. Said, I remember. He said, I remember when I was over there with you. Amen. And said, we got to looking at the Word of God, and we got to realizing the truth. We got to realizing the Savior, and got to realizing the power and the help and the hope that He had to give. And praise God, we got beyond ourselves. Amen. We got to seeing the truth of the Word. So we got all stirred up. Amen. And he said, I'm excited about that second benefit. He said, I'm excited about coming again, praise God. He said, I need a little more of that. Amen. So we need to get things behind us. We need to get things, amen, under the blood, praise God. So when I come along, we can share in the glory of God. But I like what he goes on to say. Amen. He said, I passed the Macedonia, passed by you unto Macedonia, come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way unto toward Judea. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, said, I come out, I went to the Macedonia, I'm coming back through, I'm headed toward, back toward Judea. Hey, reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, as he went out and then he come back to Judea and they crucified him as the Lord, God of glory. Amen. But he said, I was minded. And he said, I did use lightness with you. He said, for the purpose that I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be a yea and a yea. He said, what Paul says here, he said, you know what? God, listen, he said, God's not wishy-washy. Amen? He said, we're getting this mindset that God's wishy-washy, that God changes his mind, that God's okay with this today, and he's not okay with it tomorrow, and he's not okay with this tomorrow, but he's okay with this today. I want to say glory be to God. God's not wishy-washy. When God, if God says yea, praise God, it's yea. And when he says nay, it's nay. Praise God, nobody can change God. We're living in a day, in an hour, in a world, praise God, when people's getting up behind that sacred death and say that we can change the mind of God. We can't. Now we know that at God's will for his people, we know what his will is, that people come to him and receive him and all that good stuff. Amen? And we know that God can change people. But people don't change God. Amen. There's nobody big enough, nobody intelligent enough to change God. God's the same. Bible says he's the same yesterday and forever. He don't change. And that what he says is yea, what he says is yes, and no's no. But we come to a place and time in America that we say, you know what? There's some things that I think got messed up, and you know, this is okay now. God didn't say it's okay. God didn't change his mind about it. Praise God. So there's no gray areas with God. What was wrong and what for mama and daddy, mama and papa, praise God, is wrong for me and you. Amen. What we need to do is what Paul's telling him. He said that's why we need to check our conscience. Amen. Because there's some kind of a, sometimes the Bible says your conscience can be seared as with a hot iron. And there's a whole lot of folks around us that's got seared conscience. Amen. They've done forsaken God and his word and the truth, and they've painted a whole different picture of God and said, you know what? Everything's okay. But I'm going to say tonight on 30 God, everything's not okay. Amen. Paul said, but I want to give you a second benefit. So I want to come back by and let you know, praise God, that God's still just as real and true as he's ever been. Amen. Amen. He hasn't changed a bit, not for you, not for me, and he won't change for anybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but God is true. Our word toward you was not yea and nay. He said, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. Amen. He said, the things that we preach to you about the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, yes. Amen. It's yes, it's all about Jesus. It's yes, it's true. It's yes, it's yes, it's yes. Amen. All the things that we preach to you about Jesus Christ was yes. He is the Lord and Savior. He is the God of glory. He is the Redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise God, gives us opportunity to say, glory, glory, glory. Amen. But watch what he says here. He says, now, he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed. I want to talk about a second benefit. Amen. The second benefit of being a child of God. See, the first benefit, just realizing, praise God, and a lot of people don't look at this benefit. The first benefit, just realizing there's no lost, sorry sinner. Amen. The first benefit of God's Word is revealing to us that we're just a sorry, no account, lousy sinner in needing of a Savior. Amen. Praise God. That's the first benefit. Praise God. That's the first thing that we have from God when He helps us realize that we're lost and we need somebody to find us. That's where Jesus comes in. That's where that second benefit kicks in. Amen. He goes on and says, now he which established us with you is in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Amen. So the benefit we have, praise God, he established the Lord God of glory, man. He said, he established us with you in Christ. And he said, hath anointed us, and the one that is God. He said, so it's the Lord God of glory, amen, that established us in Christ, amen, and the one that done us and anointed us and brought us in, praise God, into this picture is God. And he done it all for his glory. He said he did do it for none other reason that God might get glory for me and you. Amen. He said, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of spirit in our hearts. So here's the second benefit. Amen. It's not only did, praise God, He brought us to realization that we was in need of a Savior. Paul said, we've rejoiced and we've magnified. Praise God, that God helped us to realize that we was old sinner in need of a Savior. But said, praise God, He didn't stop there. Amen. God began to reveal in us and to move in us Christ Jesus through the Holy Ghost of God. And the Holy Ghost of God moved in and He sealed us unto the day of redemption. Amen. The second benefit, praise God, is having God's presence move into our hearts. Amen. He moves into us and He puts a seal on us. Seals us for His glory. Amen. Listen, if we ever come to realization, praise God, that God sealed us off and God sealed us up. Amen. It's kind of like that jar of green beans. You ladies been putting up your green beans, you've been canning and putting stuff up. You take them things, praise God, and you wipe the top of that jar off real good, and you put your salt in there, and you put them lids in that pan, and you get them good and hot. Amen. On that stove eye, and you take them out of there, and you put them on that jar, and you tighten that lid good and tight. And then you get that rag, you put it on, you check it real good, and you make sure that thing's tight before you put it in that pressure cooker. If you don't get that tight, when that thing gets to boil, it'll push that water out, and it'll mess up your lid. And it'll push all the water out of your jar. Amen. But praise God. Hey, listen, if your jar can't hold the water, Amen. It won't seal off. It won't do good. It won't preserve if it can't hold the water. Amen. But when we realize, praise God, that God put a seal. Amen. If you're truly born again, God's put a seal on you. Amen. He's put. Oh, you go so many different directions with this. Amen. But God put a seal on you, praise God. And when He puts a seal on you, then praise God, when you come down, Paul said, you know what happened? God give you a second benefit that not only showed you Jesus, showed you you was a sinner, showed you Lord Jesus Christ, but praise God, He sent the Holy Ghost of God to take you, praise God, lift you up, put you in your place, seal you off, praise God, so that you can hold the water. You say, preacher, what's the water? It's the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He seals you off. He said the second benefit, praise God, a second is that God seals you off so He can pour you full. Praise God, and you're able to persevere. You hold the water. He said when He seals you off, praise God, there's no place to leak. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks, praise God, that's got a leaky seal. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people they didn't get that seal on good tight. Amen. You see, you can when you're shopping, sometimes people get thrifty, and I'm bad to do it. My wife fusses at me all the time. She said, "You try to buy cheap stuff, and it always turns out we have to redo it. You're better off just to buy the good stuff to begin with." I said, "No, I know, but it was cheap." She said, "And that's what you got was cheap." Amen. But praise God, when you get out there and you get those good seals. Amen. You get those ball lids, those ball rings. Amen. Pretty good brand, and you put them on there, you hood them in that pan, you heat them up just right. Amen. When you get that lid, you know who does the canning in my house. Amen. When you get that lid just right, and that thing's just right, it's pliable. Amen. And then you take you a good soft cotton rag and you wipe the top of that jar off and you get ready for that seal. So I will say the second benefit of this thing, when we realize the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is the Lord God of glory and He wants to save us. He died for the sins of the world. Thank God, He wants to seal us up for the glory of God. It's when we clean off the surface. That's what we got to do first. When we clean off the surface, that jar, so that the lid will seal. But if you got a lot of Amen. I mean, that's that lid. It can, but you can wash those jars, get them good and clean. But lady, listen, these ladies know, but if you get a little bit of that salt on the edge of that lid, a ledge that jar rim, and you put that seal on there, that thing won't let that thing seal good. You'll have a place that'll seep out. When you get that thing under that pressure, it'll pull it up and there'll be a bubble there and the water will run out. And when you put that thing up there, boy, you've got them 7 quart jars in there, you think, boy, there's me another 7 done. And you pull that thing up out of there and you reach in there and pull it out with them tongs and you got a thing of beans that's only half full of water or a third full of water. Why? Because the seal's bad. See, I think there's a whole lot of folks today, praise God, is trying to seal it up, but the seal's bad because they've not cleaned around the top of the jar. Amen. I think there's a whole lot of, hey, some dirt and some things there, some thing, praise God, that needs to be cleaned off before it can be capped off. Amen. Because see, once you clean it off, the second benefit, once that thing's cleaned off through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, it's brought to the cross, amen, where it's level ground. And it's put at the cross of Jesus, and he cleans that thing off, praise God, and you take those lids out of it, they've been on that stove out, they're warmed up, they become pliable, you wipe out a surface off, and you put that lid on there, and you take that ring, check that thing out, make sure it's good, and you screw that thing on there. Then you take you a nice rag, or I've got one of them things that slips over them, got a handle on it. Hey man, that thing's a trick. You can snug them up good and tight. You can also take them off with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you take that thing, you snug it up good and snug. Praise the Lord. And then you put them in that thing. You put them in the pressure cooker. Amen. You put them in the pressure. The second benefit of that thing, praise God, is you get that good seal on there. Praise God, you put in that pressure cooker and then God puts the heat on it. See, I'm afraid what happens is a whole lot of us, amen, when we get put in the pressure cooker and the heat's turned on. You know, the things that we go through in this world, daily life, the things that life brings at us, if we ain't very careful, we let that overwhelm us. And you know what happens? Praise God, our jars will crack. Amen? Yeah. You ever had one of them jars cracking and you take it out and you're cooking that thing sitting there just to percolate? I mean, just a cooking good. By the time that little thing gets to rattling, praise God, you hear, oh, man. It's lost a jar. And you know what happens when you open that thing up? All them beans pour out. But praise God, when you get a good jar, you get that lid clean, you put that good seal on it, and you seal that thing up, and you put it in there, and it don't matter how much heat is. How much heat you put on. Amen, praise God. Glory be to God, it gets hot, it's boiling, I mean, it gets to percolating in there. But praise God, when it's set, when it times out, and it's time to take you out of the heat, praise God, they bring you out, and there's a good godly product in there that'll last. It'll keep. It's preserved. Amen. And there's nothing can get to it to defile it because it's got a good seal on it. You know what my mother went once that thing sealed and it's cooled off, and the top of that lid's popped down, showing that's sealed. My mother used to take the rings off. She said, "You take them rings off now. That ain't going nowhere." And she'd take them rings off, put them up, and use them again. I don't like doing that. I think it's faulty, but because it's had pressure on it. Amen. Praise God, I believe if you get those new lids and those new rings, praise God, and you put them on there the way you're supposed to, praise God, you get a good seal. I want to say the Word of God when it touches you. Amen. The second benefit of being a child of God is when God touches your heart, He takes you, cleans you up, puts you in, puts you just right, puts the pressure on you, puts that lid on, seals it. By His own hand. See, I don't understand where people say that you can be saved and lost again. That would mean that God has to come. I mean, if you've truly been born again. Now, I'm not saying if you made some profession somewhere. Because if you've truly been born again, praise God, there's a change in your life. You can't do that. Because that conscience rears up and it says, "Well, wait a minute. I can't do this no more." Hello? I can't say this. I can't do this. I can't go there. I can't verbalize things like I used to. It's a different talk. It's a different walk. It's a different attitude. And God takes that all, praise God, and He puts a seal on it. And the only way that you could lose that is if God come along and He takes that ring off and He breaks that seal. Amen? God would have to break that seal for you to be spoiled. Amen. But as long as God's got it, the second benefit, praise God, is when God seals and caps you off. Amen. Glory be to God. You're good. We're good. We're good. Amen. Praise God, we're good as long, praise God, as long as God wants us to be good. Amen. We'll keep. Amen. We'll keep. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preachers, that make where you can just go out and Brother Rex taught on that. You can't just go out and do anything you want to. Well, let me rephrase it. Yes, you can. You can go out and do whatever you want to. You can go out and do whatever you think about doing. Amen. Whatever you want to do. But you know what? Your want to's is going to change. Your want to's, you won't want to do those things. That'll bring a reproach on God's name. Amen. You don't want to do nothing. That'll break the heart of God. So you start living that life, that virtuous life, that perfect life, that life. You say, preacher, we can't be perfect. Yeah, but we can strive for perfection. Amen. And with the help of the Lord, the second benefit, praise God, is He puts a seal on it. Amen. His seal of approval. His seal, praise God, a seal of redemption. Praise God, He said, you know what? He said, I bought that one. And He said, I'm going to can that up for myself. Amen. Praise God. And when God takes you and He, praise God, He seals you up and He pours you full of His Word. Amen. Glory be God, you're just going to get better and better and better with age. Hello? Amen. You're just, it's like good cheese. They said good cheese, you seal it up in wax, and the longer it stays sealed, the better it gets. Kind of like this one, He seals us up. Praise God, He seals us up. Praise God, He pours in His water, His Word, and praise God, we just keep getting better and better and better. See, that's the second benefit. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God seals us up and fills us full. Praise God. And it just gets better and better and better. Praise God. Till we get the glory. And one day over there, the good Lord, He'll, amen, glory, He'll open it up. He'll open that thing up and He'll present it to Himself. Glory be to God. He said, thou good and faithful servant. My goodness, what I've done brought in into this place. And may it praise God. Whole host of heaven smell the aroma. Say, my goodness, that's nice. Amen. Why? Because it's of the Lord. Amen. Paul said the second benefit, praise God. He said, you can't get no better than this. Amen. And he said, when I come along next time, he said, I hope I can share this with you. Praise the Lord. I show you in person that God is good. And He's good to every one of His little young'uns. Amen. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad you're a child of God tonight? Amen. Praise God. Listen, you're sealed. You're sealed. You're sealed. He seals you up. Just allow and praise God that just say, you know what? I'm sealed to the Holy Ghost of God, and I'm just going to just let Him just pour His Word into me. Amen. And just keep getting bigger and better. Praise God for the glory of God. Till one day when He takes us out of here and we'll be with Him. He'll present us to ourselves, and boy, what a treasure you'll be. Amen. Pray God, even in heaven.